Green Visions, Green Ideas.
Welcome, everybody, all of you at home or on the way where you are right now. If you are on a trip, then I hope it is on two wheels with your own bike. And this is the topic today. We want to find out in what way and why Sonneborg tries to increase the share of cyclists on its roads. We are supported by allgoodspeakers.com. Welcome to my guest, Louise Sørensen.
Thank you.
Louise, you are coordinating projects in the transport sector at the municipality. Will you elaborate a little bit what you're doing there?
Yeah, well, I work in the transportation office where we primarily focus on projects that have to do with transportation, of course. And projects with Green Touch, they take up a lot of our time, especially campaigns for cyclists. We have green vehicles and electric cars in general, and also the infrastructure supporting the electric cars. Then we have yet to introduce, but upcoming, an app for carpooling. And we do participate in a larger scale project about artificial intelligence and the use of it accordingly towards the use of vehicles and the municipality's cars and so on. And then, of course, Tour de France takes up a lot of our time and will do that for the next year or so. And besides that, we have a lot of other tasks. An example, making sure that citizens can get transportation in general.
That's a lot of things to do. And I heard many interesting topics that we might also go into, for example, the carpooling and Tour de France, just for our listeners that are not so familiar with it. Next year, one part of the Tour de France will stop in Sonneborg. Yeah. So this is a really great event and good for cyclists and cycling in general.
Yeah, Sonneborg, the municipality. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You plan to increase the number of cyclists in town. What is the aim for this? Why do you want to do this?
Well, of course, the municipality's aim is to become climate neutral before 2029. And other than that, we want to increase traffic safety by prioritizing the vulnerable road users and making sure that the infrastructure is seen from more than the driver's point of view. We want to improve the general health rate in the municipality, also by reducing particles like carbon dioxide and monoxide. Yes, and then we want to make Sonneborg an attractive tourist destination for cyclists. We want to create better coherence between public transportation and cycling. And then, of course, instead of the custom focus until now, on getting to and from the larger cities, then we want to connect the smaller villages also.
Yeah, very ambitious. There are a lot of things to do. And from my side, I just read recently there was a new article in that was in The Conversation, but also mentioned in Videnskab in Denmark, and where they actually compared cycling towards electric cars use. And I read that cycling is a real game changer. For example, it takes a long time for people to buy an electric car, but for the e-bike, it's of course a lot easier decision, as it's not so costly as an electric car. And it increases the radius that ordinary people can reach to about 10 to 15 kilometers. And makes it a lot easier. Transportation is responsible for about a quarter of our CO2 emissions in Europe, and more than 60% of this transportation is done in private cars. And this is why it's so important to change this. And if people just stop using the cars for private businesses and use the cycle instead, that would help a lot. And they conclude that cycling saves about 10 times more CO2 than a trip in an electric car. So it's really worthwhile doing something about this. How do you do this in Sonneborg? How do you encourage people to start this?
Yeah, well, we see e-biking as a game changer too. And we really want to ride this wave of e-bikes that is in society at this time. And as you said, people can easily ride 10 to 15 kilometers in a reasonable amount of time, and it's no longer just for old or disabled people, but it's actually socially accepted widely by the population in Denmark that you can ride an e-bike even though you're normal and young. And an e-bike makes it a lot easier to overcome the daily bike ride to work, school, education.
Yes.
And you don't sweat, and it makes the weather and the wind and the hills secondary. So it's a win-win situation. We have taken in Sønderborg an interdisciplinary approach to cycling by making a group across the municipality that widely focuses on cyclists and pedestrians and other alternative traffickers. And our aim is to actually enlighten and motivate the citizens and make sure that infrastructure is prioritized, such as parking lots for cycles, bicycle paths, and traffic safety. And we hope to spread enthusiasm about other transportation possibilities than driving.
That sounds very good, but you probably face some challenges on your way.
Yeah, we do. We actually face a lot of challenges. People have a lot of accessibility to buying and owning a car. It's cheap, cheaper, and we have a whole lot more money between our hands now than we did for just 10 years ago. Then we have behavior, people's laziness. That is a huge challenge.
Yeah.
Also, the lack of time. We do know that we prioritize our time, and time is money here in Denmark. So if we can save time, we think we save money. Then we have a great accessibility to parking spaces all over the municipality, and we have little to none traffic jam. And also, we do face a lot of long distances to work and education and school, and thus making the car ride easier and accessible.
Yeah, but maybe you can at least manage to get them on the cycling trips in summertime.
Yeah, we hope so.
Where it really is nice. And then once you start, you might find it better and continue
to
cycle.
Yeah, that's the first step. Get on the bike and try it out. And and it's probably mostly in our heads that the resistance.
You established also some space in social media, like you have a webpage that you encourage for the Cycle Forum, cykel-forum.dk. What is behind the aim behind this?
Yeah, well, we have a unique constellation here in Sønderborg that is called Cycle Forum Sønderborg. And that's a constellation of stakeholders that contribute to prioritizing cyclism and aim to affect the political decisions by involvement. So Cycle Forum is an organ that can be used and consulted in questions and initiatives regarding cyclism, and is also on the rise in Tour de France, actually.
Yeah, okay. So you include all local activities, like local activists, like the bike shops or cycling clubs.
Yeah, all the cycling clubs, mountain bikes, road biking, e-biking. And we also have commuter clubs from the larger companies like Linak and Danfoss. And then the smaller villages are represented, and the Youth Climate Council, the Cyclist Association.
Okay.
And then we aim to get a wild card in for the next, within the next 2 or 3 months that can represent the population widely.
What is this wildcard for?
To represent all of the other interests or the what do you call it? The custom citizen.
Mm-hmm.
The normal citizen in Sønderborg. We want the wildcard to represent that.
But I think a better forum for giving comments or contributing to decisions is also your Facebook page. På cykel i Sønderborg, it's called.
Yeah, on bicycle in Sønderborg, yeah.
And this is a way that you hope to interact more with the people in Sønderborg?
Yeah, that's definitely what we hope to do. We aim to meet the citizens widely and, of course, on their terms also. And we want the good stories to spread.
I saw this. I saw that you spread the activities from schools and that you have had.
Yeah, and that's a good way to inform the citizens about what we can on a bike and sharing the knowledge and information and hopefully thus encourage to cycling.
Yeah. Yeah. So you put focus on schools in the first round and made a campaign to allow your children, the children to cycle to school and persuade the parents to let them go.
Yeah, actually, this is a campaign that we've done for 4 years and
okay.
Now it's people recognize it. It's taking a few years to make it a part of their normal behavior.
Daily life, yeah.
Yeah. So we have 2 weeks every year where we invite schools to participate. And actually, it's the parents that need to allow their children to ride a bike to school because they have a lot of issues in their head, traffic safety, mm-hmm. time in the morning. Perhaps they need to get the children out of bed earlier for them to cycle to
yeah.
school. But we've actually had a lot of support on this campaign. And we have 2,300 pupils in 12 schools that participated. And the fortnight that this went on, the weather was terrible. It was horrible weather. And
yeah.
it rained and rained and rained. But the participation, despite weather and corona, mm-hmm. that was actually beyond our aim. It gave a lot of great, cute stories.
Yeah, that's
and good. You can find it on the Facebook page.
I also think for the pupils, it makes them just proud of being able to do their way on their own.
Yeah, actually, self-transportation.
Yeah.
And then they can win an ice truck for the entire school. So that's also mm-hmm. a motivation.
If you have some wishes free for the people in town, what would you wish?
Well, I would actually wish that they could experience, of course, the joy of riding a bike, the joy of being active. Also, the health benefits. You actually experience that in quite a few days after taking up riding a bike.
Okay.
Then the motor skills in children are improved by riding a bike. Mm-hmm. And of course the joy for both parents and kids to be self-transportating, to be free, not dependent on being driven by mom and dad. And then I hope that the politicians and other stakeholders prioritize and work for better conditions for cyclists. Yeah, yeah. It saves 7 kroners per kilometer cycled.
Okay.
Yeah. And in the overall economy of the country, 7 kroners per kilometer.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is really an argument.
Yeah.
So why do not all just change to cycling?
Oh.
But you have some other thing. I just want to ask you about Haunegade. You have this nice waterfront road that you plan to close for 2 months. What is the intention with this?
Yeah, well, Sønder Havnegade is just on the waterfront of Sønderborg. It's a great place. And the closing of this during July and August this year is actually a pilot project and initiative. It has several purposes. Of course, it wants to create a better experience for tourists and citizens, kind of like Nyhavn in Copenhagen. If you know that, you can buy expensive beer and just sit by the waterfront and enjoy. So in general, make better conditions for the people who use the waterfront, of course, and then increase traffic safety. There are a lot of pedestrians and cyclists there that are with a lot of cars. Also, I normally drive that way. Maybe I shouldn't say that on a podcast, but I have 45 kilometers to work, so I don't cycle.
Oh, my God, okay. Yeah. Same as me.
Yeah. So it should increase traffic safety.
Yeah.
Also, it should increase the silence or reduce the noise because all of the cobbles, mm-hmm. whether the cars drive on, it makes a lot of noise.
Yeah.
So more silence around the cafes and restaurants, and of course, tourists and citizens.
Yeah,
and then yeah,
that makes the area more attractive, of course.
Yeah, it does. And it also helps on emphasizing Sunnyborg's status as a tourist attraction, along with the political flagship, the port of the city.
Yeah.
So that's a trademark for Sunnyborg.
I wish you good luck for your plans and hope we convinced a few of our listeners out there to switch to more cycling and less car driving.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. Well, thank you very much. We do hope so as well. And thank you for having me along today.
Thank you for being here. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.